determining your future. Most of you are familiar with the saying, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. But many of us don't truly realize how vital this concept is when it comes to our life and determining our future. The people we give access to in our life on a daily basis, friends, family members, coworkers, are helping to determine our future. Not those we speak to once a month or less, those that we speak with daily. The people that have access to us daily also have access to our spirit and the spiritual realm. So it's important that those people are good people, because if one of them is a witch, warlock, or something else, there's a good chance you're living in chaos. Remember, our physical body is just an earth suit, so we can survive on this planet called Earth. The real person is that spirit being within that earth suit. What we do daily in our activities also determines our future. Seeing, reading, and doing good things daily is essential. Yes, life also brings us the negative, but it's important to try and keep the positive to negative ratio at 70-30 or 80-20. Be very careful who you give access to your life. You pray and pray, but nothing changes, because the people that have access in your life. If you feel no matter how much praying you do, no breakthrough comes, it's most likely because the people in your life. There is a good possibility there is someone in your life keeping you in bondage spiritually and is affecting you in the natural, or the activities you are doing on a daily basis that is not of God, that are allowing the devil and his demons to keep you in bondage. And maybe the things that you are seeing or reading on a daily basis, of vagabond spirits, a spirit who moves from place to place without permanent home and often without a regular means of support. If you make these changes in your life but still don't see a change or see very little change, then as most likely it's a generational curse. When it's a generational curse, you must go back and break those chains through prayer and fasting. So I have a link to witchcraft breaker prayers, generational curse breaker prayers, and open the doors of heaven prayers for those that need it. If you want to bless life and get rid of the chaos, it's important that you understand that the spirit realm is real and you need to be ready to go to war. As Paul says in Ephesians 6, put the whole armor of God.